It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. Joined on the phone right now, always great catching up with Allie. Allie, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
Amazing. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, Allie. So let's talk about your new song that you just released called Love Songs. Now, I know on social media you did talk about kind of the story behind this one, but for those that have not seen, I believe you posted on TikTok and Instagram, but for those who did not see kind of the story, I don't know if I've ever heard this story of how a song came to be in regard to a fan coming up to you. I'd like you to tell the story and kind of how Love Songs came to be.
Yeah, of course. Well, just about over a year ago now, I was playing the show here in Nashville, Tennessee. It was a full house, not an empty seat. And middle of the set, I always do one of my favorite love songs, When You Say Nothing at All.
Yeah.
And I was about mid-first chorus into the song, and this woman comes up to the front of the stage and, you know, is kind of trying to get my attention. And I was like, oh, okay, well, what's going on here? And she said, like, I need you to stop playing the song. She's like, I'll pay you whatever. I just need you to stop playing the song. So I did, because what else do you do in that moment? And you could see that I was, you know, a little out of it. You could see everyone in the crowd was wondering what was going on. And I found out later that she was recently divorced and it was her wedding song. And it's one of those moments where it kind of haunted me the rest of the night, but I was like, wait, there's a song in that. Like, some love songs are not love songs anymore for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it took that moment for it to occur to me, because, I mean, I've been through enough heartbreak to know, like, there's some songs when you hear them, they're just not the same. And it doesn't matter if you were, you know, dating someone, if you lost someone that you love. Like, there's so many instances in life that we go through where songs just don't sound the same. And I'm really thankful for that moment looking back, and being able to write a song like this and then being able to share it through social media. It's reached over 2 million people now, which is absolutely insane. And we actually ended up finding her, which is really cool. So it's very cool to see a story and a song come full circle the way that this one has.
You know, I've heard a lot of stories of how songs come to be. It just fascinates me. I love hearing the stories. That is the first one for me. I've never heard of that scenario, and it's just incredible kind of how that song came to be. And it's a great song. Absolutely love it. Again, joined right now by Allie. And I, you know what, last time we chatted, I probably asked you this, but what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you getting, again, continue to busy writing music, maybe some shows around Nashville? What's kind of 2023 looking like for you?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest. I think even the last time we talked, I was probably telling you about how ever since, you know, the last couple of years, I kind of fell back on 100% finishing things that I started, I think. It got really easy to start overthinking what I was doing and stressing myself out, you know, wondering, like, is this the right direction? Are the fans going to like this? Am I going to like this when it's all done? So I feel like the last couple of years have been a lot of sitting back and just figuring out where I want to go next. And this year is a lot of consistent music. Ever since the last single, 24, I feel like I'm just really in a great place with the music I'm making and the things that I want to say. And it's just been awesome. So I'm literally getting back into the studio next week. We've got a full album coming later this year. So little by little, finally, I'm going to be very consistent with releasing music this year. And then excited to get on the road as soon as we're kind of close to the project.
Awesome. Very cool. Looking forward to that. And and with the live music, I'm not sure if you've had an opportunity. I'm sure you have played Love Songs to a live audience. But what are those kind of reactions, I guess, from the fans? And what's it like playing a brand new song for the first time? I don't know if you did forget a lyric or two. I don't know what those emotions are like for you when you do play a song for the first time live.
Well, I'll tell you, I still feel like 24 is one that I consistently mess up. I don't know why, but it makes me nervous for some reason. But Love Songs is one where it's been so fun to play it, you know, a lot of writers' rounds and all that. And again, telling the story behind the song, because people
for
just
sure.
like can't believe
yeah.
that it kind of came to be the way that it did. And I really do think a meant-to-be moment and a very special song that, like I said, it's kind of about a woman that I've never known, I've never really met before. And when I was sharing the original story, it was like, this is a story about a woman who has no idea there's a song about her somewhere. So it's very cool that now we're starting to find a bunch of other people too who maybe needed a song like this.
Very cool. And, you know, Alison Krauss is, when you say nothing at all, a fantastic song. I just want to throw that in. One of my favorites. I love it. It's always been a classic and one of my favorites. But I get it. That's a song for your wedding song, and it doesn't work out. That's tough. It would be tough to hear that one. Before I let you go, I know I've asked you this in the past, but I always like to give it a shout out. I know that you do perform on Song Suffragettes in Nashville fairly consistently, and it's again, I haven't been to Nashville in many years, but every time I'm there, I always absolutely attend on the Monday night. So can you tell a little bit about Song Suffragettes and what it means to perform? And I think you actually host when you do perform as well.
Yeah, I hosted actually just a couple of weeks ago over a Song Suffragettes at the Listening Room. There's now actually two shows every Monday night. That's
Is
how much
there?
People were loving Song Suffragettes, but they now take over both shows. Both, I think it's 6:30 and 8 o'clock every Monday night. But long story short, it's over now. I think we're close to 400 women who play in groups of about five every Monday night show. And it's a bunch of songwriters, you've got artists, you've got aspiring women who are really incredibly talented that are going to be the next names in country music and pop music and all of the different genres. But it's a great opportunity to come and support women in music and a lot of up and coming artists that are going to be really the future of what we know music as right now.
Absolutely love it. Couldn't agree more. And just also wanted to mention that if people are wondering, artists that have performed on Song Suffragettes, Kelsey Ballerini when she was starting, Carly Pearce, and also Lauren Elena, just to name a few that when they were getting their start in music, performed on Song Suffragettes. And it's an absolutely fantastic event and a fantastic cause. And I recommend anyone visiting Nashville to absolutely go attend. Allie, it's always fantastic chatting with you. I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today, and I love the sound of the new tune, and I know we'll catch up again soon. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Matt. Take care. We'll see you soon.